Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Be the ocean. Welcome to Are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. I am your co-host, Fleur Cooper. I've missed you. I hope you've missed me. I've been away for a couple of weeks with the queer out games that were recorded a couple of weeks ago, and then we have actually changed schedule. Yes, for all of you fans of Are You Aware, we are going bi-monthly. So every alternate week, you will hear my dulcet tones, and then we will be having another show at this time the other weeks. So listen out for that. I'm not sure what it is yet, but I will definitely keep you posted. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the last couple of weeks, the sunshine, finally. I was a bit worried there that we weren't going to see anything, and I hope that you haven't got anyone in London that's suffering from the riots. They're pretty full on. It's been a crazy couple of weeks. Everyone, I think, has pretty much had enough by the sounds of things. Let's get back to the music. We started off with Likey Lee with her new song, I Follow Rivers, from her most recent album, Wounded Rhymes. And can I just say, I've been listening to that album quite a bit, and I'm going out on a limb and saying it's probably one of the best of this year. She has taken a dramatic step from her first album, which was very melodic and sort of, I guess, pixie sounding, if there's a word for that. I'm going to use it. That's a new phrase for music genre, pixies. Anyway, this one is a lot harder, a lot funkier, and really, really solid. A very strong sound. I recommend that you guys go on Groove Shark, which is a great thing that's come about in the last couple of years where you can actually hear whole albums online. Check out Wounded Rhymes, and then if you like it, support this Swedish singer-songwriter and then go out and buy the album, because you know what? Nothing beats having the CD or vinyl in your hot little hands. This is her second studio album. She's like I mentioned, she had a sort of pixie-style first album. It was released in March 2011, so it's only a couple of months old. She's been involved with some pretty cool initiatives, including going with Polyphonic Spree and Yay Say It to Uganda last summer for a non-profit organisation called Invisible Children. They aim to bring the human rights atrocity of child soldiers who are younger than the country's 23-year civil war into light using different methods, including music. So they actually went with the music site La Blogothèque, and if you're a regular listener to Are You Aware Music That Has Something to Say, you would have heard me go on and on about how great La Blogothèque is, but I can't help it because it is fantastic. So if you haven't heard of La Blogothèque, I'm giving you lots of homework this week. Check out, all you have to do is Google takeaway shows and it'll come up. And it's basically this one cinematographer called Vincent Moon who has been taking musicians all throughout the world, including Canada's own Tegan and Sarah, to interesting places in the urban environment and asking them to perform. So we have Phoenix playing later on in the show, and they were actually, there's a couple of videos of them playing on top of a bus, a double a bus driving around the Eiffel Tower. The cinematography is really good and the music's fantastic. So do yourself a favour if you've got a couple of hours to spare, have it in the background, watch the videos. They're pretty good. La Blogothèque, aka takeaway shows. Well, we've got a bit of a girls' little triplet coming up, and then some funk and soul to get you guys toe-tapping outside. We've also got some reggae, some hip-hop. It's basically a mixed bag as per usual here at Are You Aware. If you're new to the show and you're wondering what the heck is all this music going into one show, we don't really choose one genre because we love them all. And the reason we choose our songs, we base it around profiling music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. So either the song has a really positive message around social justice or just, you know, being cool to your neighbor, and or the musicians like Likey Lee have been involved in some cool philanthropic endeavor that we want to highlight and try and encourage you guys to get out and get involved. But I'm going to switch gears a little bit to, unfortunately, someone that who is no longer with us and who suffered a lot with regards to drug addiction over the last few years. Of course, I'm talking about the one, the only, Amy Winehouse. She passed away just a couple of weeks ago, which I guess wasn't such a huge surprise, but kind of a shock. I've actually chosen Back to Black, which is her first album from, her second album and the title of that album. The song's fantastic. It was released in 2006. Unfortunately, it was the last album of the year. And you know what? She was trashed a lot, as some great artists like Michael Jackson, for example, for her behavior during her years on this earth. But most people probably don't know what a great philanthropist she was, and she did some really cool stuff over her short-lived career. She was involved, she actually appeared naked in Easy Living magazine to raise awareness for breast cancer in 2008, as well as performing her hits for the Nelson Mandela's 90th birthday concert in London. In 2009, she expressed interest in helping young musicians in the Caribbean, where she lived for part of the time in the island of St. Lucia. So, yeah, all this information that I did not know about Amy Winehouse. She was also donated her song Back to Black, which we'll be listening to in a sec, to the Global Fund's Born HIV-Free campaign, which allowed the song to be actually used as a soundtrack for an animated film titled Baby in the Sky as well. And then lastly, literally months before she passed away, she donated over $20,000 worth of designer clothes to a charity shop in London. People that were there said she turned up in a people carrier with loads of stuff in bin liners. Top designers, designer gear, and she promised that there was more to come. And since then, the shop has actually been going crazy. So like I said, unfortunately, Amy Winehouse passed away on July 23rd, but I think it's going to be a long time, if ever, we forget the amazing music contribution that she gave to us all. So without further ado, here is the wonderful Amy Winehouse on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
Everything.
Janice, how we miss thee. I guess I've been doing a little bit of a tortured female artist triplet there. I guess PJ Harvey ain't that tortured, but she does have some tortured elements about her. You're on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. One thing in common about Amy Winehouse and Janice Joplin, they both join the 27-year-old club. Singers that were taken from us at the ripe old age of 27. That includes Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, Janice, and now Amy Winehouse. Again, a lot of tortured souls to make great music. She actually did that song, which was a cover, with the Big Brother and the Holding Company band from their album of a long time ago, Cheap Thrills. Obviously, if you're a CITR listener, you have very discerning taste in music, so therefore you know who Janice Joplin is. Obviously, she's probably better known for her solo career, but she did spend quite some time with Big Brother and the Holding Company, as well as a bunch of other backing bands. At the height of her career, she was known as the Queen of Rock and Roll, as well as the Queen of Psychedelic Soul. Rolling Stone magnetized. You can tell I haven't been on the air for a couple couple of weeks. Magazine ranked Joplin number 46 on its list of the 100 greatest artists of all time in 2004, and then number 28 on its 2008 list of 100 greatest singers of all time. So she kind of jumped a little bit. She joined Big Brother on June 1966, and this Cheap Thrills was actually the second album of theirs and the last album with Janis. They reached number one on the Billboard 200 album chart 8 weeks after its release and remaining for 8 non-consecutive weeks. The album was certified gold at release and sold over 1 million copies in the first month, which is insane when you consider that back in the day they didn't have digital music or anything like that. So that was actually people going into a record store, flicking through records and buying it. I know it's a very foreign concept, but it actually did happen a while ago. Peace of My Heart was a song written originally by Jerry Ragovi and Burt Birds and was originally recorded by Irma Franklin in 1967. So it was only a year later that Janis Joplin and the Big Brother and the Holding Company actually covered it, which is quite crazy because usually it takes a little bit longer than that. In 2004, the Big Brother and the Holding Company version was ranked number 344 on the Rolling Stones list of 500 greatest songs of all time. And the song is also included among the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. And you know what? You can't get any more tortured than that song. So I hope you guys were thrashing around your bedrooms, looking in the mirror, using your hairbrush for a microphone and singing along to that one. Obviously, Janis Joplin was around during the psychedelic era, so she didn't. I couldn't find much about her philanthropic work, but I guess she was a social revolutionary at a time when people were trying to shy away from the conservatism of the 50s and looking forward to a more loving and peaceful utopia that the 60s and 70s tried to emulate. Anyway, in the middle there, we had PJ Harvey with her Let England Shake, which is her 8th studio album. It was released in February 2011, and she actually started work on it around 2007, so it's been a while in the making. On July 19th, the album was nominated for the Mercury Prize, which is kind of like the Grammys in England. And this is her 4th nomination overall, making her the most successful artist in the prize's history, which is crazy. She supports War Child and is involved with a lot of their stuff, who is another organisation that focuses on child soldiers and rehabilitating them and giving them new opportunities. We're going to shift gears and get a little soulful and funky right now. If you're a listener that's been around for a while, you know how much I love Sly and the Family Stone. They are great musicians. They have been around for quite some time, obviously. They were huge in the 70s. They were actually active from 66 to 83, and they've been known as pivotal in the development of the soul, funk, and psychedelic music scene. So, yeah, I'm sort of sticking with the 60s and the 70s right now, but don't be alarmed. We will be time-traveling forward to the millennium very soon. They were actually inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993. Sly and the Family Stone are pretty innovative and I guess controversial at the time because they were a multiracial group, and in the 60s this was not seen, and especially having two women that weren't just backup vocalists that actually contributed quite significantly to the band was a huge step forward for a lot of musicians back in the day. A lot of the lyrics the band focuses on often have pleas for peace, love, and understanding among people, and they call against racism, discrimination, and self-hate. So when you put that together with a funky soul beat, you really can't go wrong. This is one of my personal favourites, and I hope you enjoy it too. This is If You Want Me to Stay, and you're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Funk along! Ooh, 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 ooh.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. Can't take me for granted and smile. Calvin, please, I'm gone. Forget reaching my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, know that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late? You're my woman taking up my time. Oh, oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would you get out of pocket for fun. How when you know that you're never number two. Number one gonna be number one. I know I'd be good. I wish I could. Shape me again. I hope that you haven't been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good. I wish I could get the message over to you now.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
In the beginning, men and women had an obligation to their children.
And there was a real and true necessity and need for building.
Still the discipline and will proliferate the lineage.
Matters of the spirit, mind, and body taken serious.
But the way that we became what we became, somebody please explain.
But we can tell you if you're curious. Those that reign got the masses in chains and their minds enslaved. And this part that makes me furious.
Take all that we can take. Gambling with What does it mean? He wouldn't know. Can't be like the rest, it's the most he'll confess. But the time's running out and there's no happiness. Oh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune bad, bad. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die.
There's still time to submit to CITR's Shindig 2011. Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands competition. All styles are welcome, whether you're a solo country crooner or a 10-piece punk philharmonic. Past participants include The Organ, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, and They Shoot Horses, Don't They? To enter, send a minimum 3-song demo of original material and your contact information to shindig.submissions@gmail.com by August 12th. Or do it the old-fashioned way and put everything in an envelope directed to Shindig 2011, care of CITR Radio, 233-6138 Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1. Learn more at CITR.ca. Don't be shy. Submit for Shindig 2011.
Down in your car.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and we have exactly nearly half of Are You Aware Music That Has Something to Say left for you today. That was obviously Aretha Franklin, the one, the only, the amazing. I hope they find some kind of, I don't know, cell, injection, something to keep her going, because it's going to be a sad day when Aretha Franklin passes away, as she is probably the most pivotal female, or I'm not even going to say female, I'm going to say artist, towards the soul and Motown movement of the 60s and 70s. And with that song, one of my personal favorites, Rocksteady, from her very famous album, Young, Gifted, and Black, which actually came from Nina Simone's song that she created, which was To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. Young, Gifted, and Black actually won Aretha a Grammy Award for Best Female R&B Vocal Performance. It was released in 72, and in 2003, VH1 named it the 76th greatest album of all time. Aretha Franklin was named Music Care's Person of the Year in 2008. Music Care provides a safety net of critical assistance for music people in times of need. The services and resources cover a wide range of financial, medical, and personal emergencies, and each case is treated with integrity and confidentiality. They also focus their resources and attention of the music industry on human service issues that directly impact the health and welfare of the music community. And I know that Christian and I have talked about this before, but as rock stars, I don't really think that a record label would have much of a medical benefits plan. Somehow, I don't think you're really connected to the Pacific Blue Coastal or anything like that. So it makes sense that especially artists that are not signed to a label and are doing it on their own, which a lot of them are nowadays, they don't really have any sort of medical benefits plan or anything like that. So if they get sick, it's out of their own pocket. So what a great organization to be involved in, and they do really do great work for the musicians that we love to groove to. In the middle there, we heard Curtis Mayfield with his song Superfly from the album and the movie of the same name. Obviously, he's best known for his authentic music with The Impressions and for composing the soundtrack to Black's exploitation film Superfly. He's regarded as a pioneer of funk and of politically conscious African-American music. And that's why we love him. Not only is funky, he has something to say as well. I didn't know this, but he's actually a multi-instrumentalist who played the guitar, bass, piano, saxophone, and drums. He won both the Grammy Legend Award in 94 and then the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award back-to-back, 95 as well. It was his third studio album, Superfly, and it was released in 72. Widely considered a classic of the 70s soul music, Superfly was nearly an immediate hit, and along with Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, was one of the pioneering soul concept albums, with its then uniquely socially aware lyrics about poverty and drug abuse making the album stand out. Music critics lauded Superfly. Rolling Stone's Bob Donut was favourable of Mayfield's anti-drug and self-liberation themes, and called Superfly not only a superior imaginative soundtrack, but fine funky music as well as the best of music. Of Curtis Mayfield's four albums made since he left The Impressions, and I have to tend to agree with him. That was deliciously funky. So I hope that got you guys in the mood to boogie. It's nearly the weekend, so as always, you know I'm a bit of a, I don't want to say it, but a little bit of a soul slut, I'm not going to lie. So I always have to, I realised over the last few times I've been on air, I've really been neglecting my soul music. So that's why I put that little triplet together, and I hope you enjoyed it. We are going to go across the pond and into Europe with Phoenix. This album's actually a couple of years old now. It's called It's Never Been Like That. It was released in 2006. Phoenix, a great French band. This is a great song. It's called Long Distance Call. They've done a lot of stuff, not only on La Blogothèque, check them out there, the takeaway shows, but they've also been involved for Rock for Kids, which it does does a lot of stuff around supplying kids with musical instruments and stuff like that. They had a rock and roll auction a few years ago, and Phoenix donated a couple of things. If you want to know more about Rock for Kids, check out rockforkids.org, and we'll let you know. Anyway, back to the music. This is Phoenix with their song Long Distance Call. You are on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Where to go, I had no idea. 2016 was the price to pay. A messed up kid with no ideas at all. I thought, those 2016, I shouldn't give them away. I remember this young guy died and I took his part. He got firemen and stitches on his pretty face. A long time to see, but I always thought a stew would be serious. I was looking around town, thinking the same as you. I'm far gone, but you're long distance call. And your capital letters keep me asking for more. It's never been like that, it's never been like that, it's never been like that, it's never been like that. About it, most of the people do, they only doing just fine. I don't want to stay in place no more. See, and doing well, 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 I'm only doing just fine. Long time no see, long time no say. Got little to tell, I don't say much, but I might. Something always told me it's too serious. I am looking around town, thinking the same as you. I'm far gone, but your long distance call and your capital letters keep me asking for more. It's never been like that.
Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4 Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me.
Love the Fleet Foxes. They're just awesome. As you can see, I've gone a little bit crazy in the studio today, but you know what? Who cares? It's Thursday, it's sunny, it's nearly the weekend. What more can you want? That was the Fleet Foxes with their new album, Helpless Blues. That song was Someone You'd Admire. It was very sweet and loving, and Unfortunately, I missed the Fleet Foxes when they came here, but I'm pretty sure they'll be back soon. This is their second studio album, and it was released on May 3rd in 2011. The Fleet Foxes and a boatload of other artists were involved in a charity auction for Crafts for a Cause. These artists were enlisted to design and decorate various merchandise items, and all of the money that came from the auctions went to provide relief for the Haiti victims. They went to the Paul Haggis charity organization, Artists for Peace and Justice, who do a lot of work around raising money for situations that are happening, like what's going on in the Gulf of the Horn of Africa. So I guess natural disasters and stuff that really needs to happen. A lot of money needs to be raised pretty quickly. In the middle there, we had Woody Guthrie. He is better known as an American singer, songwriter, and folk musician whose musical legacy includes hundreds of political, traditional, and children's songs, ballads, and improvised works. He actually frequently performed with the slogan, "This Machine Kills Fascists," displayed on his guitar, which I kind of thought that was pretty cool. He was of huge prominence in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and he travelled with migrant workers from Oklahoma to California and learned traditional folk and blues songs. Many of his songs are about the experience in the Dust Bowl era during the Great Depression, which led him to be nicknamed Dust Bowl Troubadour. Throughout his life, Guthrie was associated with the United States communist groups, though he was seemingly not a member of any. The song that we played for you is This Land Is Your Land, and it's one of the most famous folk songs in the United States. And it was written in 1940, so we're going back quite a while, nearly 60-odd years now, based on an existing melody in response to Irving Berlin's God Bless America, which Guthrie considered unrealistic and complacent. He said, tired of hearing Kate Smith sing it on the radio, he wrote a response originally called God Blessed America for Me. And then obviously he changed it to This Land Is My Land. It was actually in 2002, it was one of the 50 recordings chosen that year by the Library of Congress to be added to the Natural Recording Registry. So again, a lovely, beautiful, melodic song with a pretty important meaning behind it. Now, we are going to change gears quite substantially. So if I've lulled you into this beautiful cloud-like sense of just loveliness, I'm about to shake you up with the Dead Prez. Anyone who's a hip-hop fan and likes to listen to music that has a social justice message, you will be a fan of Dead Prez. They're an underground, very political hip-hop duo composed of Stickman and M1, and obviously they're known for their confrontational style and pan-Africanist lyrics. In 2009, they hosted the biggest amateur rap contest in New York City, and a percentage of all the proceeds from that event went to the New Jersey organization called Artworks. Artworks actually provides children and young adults suffering from chronic and life-threatening illnesses and their siblings access to creative and performing arts programs. They encourage the use of the creative process as a vehicle of healing, communication, self-expression, and personal development. So if you want to know more about the Artworks Foundation, just type in artworksfoundation.org and all the information you need will come up. This is actually from their album of a few years ago now, Let's Get Free. It's called Animal in Man, and it's a bit of a, I guess, musical parody on Animal Farm, that great George Orwell novel from the 40s. So enjoy. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Yeah, for real. Long time poor people are suffer. Them check this, long time we fighting. Even pull out gun for the food, see?
We ain't trying to hear shit, but what? Cash money. The whole world operating operating off of
cash money.
To all my niggas with a whole lot of
cash money,
watch your back, money. You couldn't never understand how my mind tick. I'm on some old school crime shit, where niggas hold tools and keep the dimes lit. Ain't no rules when these iron shots is thrown. Done this heat burn through your flesh, straight to the bones. I reach for the booty session zone. I probably have a future of stress, stay depressed and be alone. But as far as the present time is on, I represent mines till I return to the essence that I'm dead and gone. Nobody wanna be broke, and you neither. Put me on the corner, watch me catch a quick case of cream fever. If you be popping shit, my niggas won't believe you. Probably punch you in your face and take your wallet when we see ya. But son, it get deeper. I'm running with a click that's being hunted by the Grim Reaper. To all my peoples in the man keeper, let your situation be a teacher. Ain't nothing like an education. When I was locked down, I learned about patience and dedication. And not to say shit unless you need a motherfucking facelift. And as a youth, I was an outcast, running around with pellet guns, playing war. But now it's all about cash. I'm caught up in the midst of shit. And I ain't trying to hear shit till my crew got cash to get. Blast you with the pistol if I have to. In my mind, it's all about cash in the fistful. Fistful. I'm caught up in the midst of shit. And I ain't trying to hear shit till my crew got cash to get. Splash you with the pistol if I have to. In my mind, it's all about cash in
late
the fistful.
Late night and upset, I'm fed up. Niggas is coming up wet, I'm dead up. Fuck trying to keep your head up. And when it go down, word bomb, we got a jet up. Too many lockdown upstate, son, it's a setup. My life is sped up, many years, I'm straight up. Plenty beers for who ain't here and those who wait up. Testing gets sprayed up in the club. We couldn't run it, so we take the blade up in the boot. Since we couldn't shoot, we heated up, losing the shirt, showing the bare chest. I'm blessed, puffing the skunk, make me care less. The best that you can do is duck my fucking crew. If the slugs don't get ya, Lord J, it jig ya. Acting artificial, get you burnt by the pistol. Before it's done, even my guns are turned to missiles. Don't have to blow the whistle on you, cause everybody knows you gotta watch yourself around. Borderline psychos, who know my people gotta hold a mint, or they ain't worth a cent. How can you represent if you can't pay the rent and leave a dent in my lifetime? I'm caught up in tripe crime and fights you never know what you might find. We stand firm meanwhile, cause niggas that seem wild be fucking blanks. If they was men, they wouldn't fuck with pranks. I leave them niggas alone and stay home until it cool down, and they remember how my tools sound.
Caught up in the midst of shit, and I ain't trying to hear shit. So my crew got cash to get. Blast you with the pistol if I have to. In my mind, it's all about cash in the fistful. Fistful. Caught up in the mix of shit, and I ain't trying to hear shit. So my crew got cash to get. Splash you with the pistol if I have to. In my mind, it's all about cash in the fistful. We ain't trying to hear shit for what?
Cash money.
The whole world operating off of
cash money.
To all my niggas with a whole lot of
cash money.
Watch your back, money.
Yeah.
We up on what we dealing with. We ain't no criminals. We got the right to have gas. Long as the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine got gas, we gon' hold heat. Know what I'm saying? Cause our Army got to represent for us. Word up. And yo, maintain.
Yeah.
Set that shit, son.
Forever keeping my shit cocked for drama. Stainless steel, shit is for real. The way these rats is known to squeal, making sour deals. Thugs up in the mix of these drunks, caught up in the humble. Bricks and paper by the bundle, how the Bronx rumble. Plex spread it, devils get deaded. Never regret it, only known to set it. Still in existence, obviously you jet it. Speak the desert, I see the pyramid and eagle. Back of the dollar bill, ill deceitful, we consider lethal. Guard falling, niggas be pouring, guzzling alcoholics. Two drinks, too many's like Whitey infiltrating your fortune. Shit is on, we bout to form. Best prepared for the storm. Y'all funny niggas quick to ring the alarm. Bomb fell, now a nation is jail. We had to dwell for 400 or more. The Lord had the righteous living poor. Resurrecting the true and living back to power. Devils getting devoured, niggas heard the God holler. Yeah. Yeah. Push that your money. Yo, the war machine is in full effect, and the press makes Goebbels look like an infant, and the New York Times, it toes the line, and the Post boasts of our righteousness, and this is right, and this is wrong, good, bad, black, white, and which side are you on, and booms are the answers, courts want evidence, but Tony Blair's seen it, he just can't release it, but trust I speak that the
evil in need of a good spanking and a World Bank readjustment. If enough ain't snuffed out by bombs and guns, then there's always sanctions. Look how bad that shit fucked the Iraqis. Why millions of people stoked without a single missile ever launched in. Smart bombs, no fly zones. Ironically, they only ever grow maggots. And they're forced to store that harvest in body bags. Dress the kids up in tattered rags with faded prints of the American flag on them. Swear to God, it might sound absurd at first. I need a lot like Nazi Germany. Yeah, might sound a little bit disturbing, but I need a lot like Nazi Germany. Ships on, got you loving bulls, buying bulls, stocks and .com. And we'll make war till we grow strong, and we'll stretch our own shit sleeping through. Yeah, push out Germany. Yeah, the stock market crash was evaded 3 to 4 days before it got reported in certain pages. But the corporate press is complicit in the mass slaughter of millions of innocent women, children, and missed targets. Yeah, like big structures with red crosses painted on top of them. And Wolf Blitzer, he knows his shit, holding a script straight from the State Department. This shot of a bomb drop has been brought to you by Coke. And for Christmas, the Afghans will all get a soda. The stockholders are showing slight relief, and the children are showing signs of diseases, and the skies are streaking jet stream. This means business. Sorry, this means war. Flip the oil sources, we'll restore your freedoms. It's peace accord, or the beast will beat you some more. Got offshore oil account bouncing, obscene amounts of dollars promote slaughter. Squalor envelops the whole earth, millions screaming in frequencies unheard. Yeah, I swear to God, it might sound absurd at first. Ain't it a lot like Nazi Germany? Yeah, might sound a little bit disturbing, but ain't it a lot like Nazi Germany? Ships on, got your loving bones, buying bones, stocks and .com. And we'll make war till we grow strong, and we'll stretch our own ships like Lincoln's room. Four shots from white.
To this nation to seek the fulfillment of the promise of America. We were promised a better life in our home countries, where we were told that privatizing water and electricity would make things run more efficiently. Instead, the quality remained almost the same, and the price was increased until it became an unaffordable luxury. Some corporations are more efficient than government, but their motivation is not the health or well-being of the people. It's only about profit. Everything else, their image, their human resources, their public relations only exist to protect the reality behind it. Once upon a time, we were told that nationalization would prevent growth by limiting competition, that our countries were nothing without the companies that invested in us. And so they privatized everything. Everything in our country was owned by people that had no connection to our culture, by those who never had our interest at heart. They didn't care about our survival or well-being. They just wanted to turn a profit by raping the land, by exploiting our people, our industry, and our resources. They took everything we built and made it theirs. First, by creating racism to justify slavery, building the capital for capitalism. And then, when they gave us what they called liberty, everything we had was still owned by them. Our governments told us that socialism was the real enemy, and that we would have freedom, but the foreign powers and corporations were the ones with the real freedom. The freedom to take all the wealth generated by our work and our land, and give us only a small percentage of the scraps from the table. Their lust for power and their greed drove them to betray not only us, but themselves and the word of their own God.
Open your eyes before you die.
And while some used missionaries and donations to offset this abuse. Other countries and companies were blatant with their crimes, using war, disease, and sanctions that killed millions. They supported corrupt governments that were almost like the old slave masters in their repression of the people, because their loyalty was to those who enabled them, installed them, and kept them in power. They became the bastard children of American industry, kleptocracies, governments of thievery. They protected the corporations and went to war against their own people to preserve those profits. The puppet rulers were given billions of U.S. tax dollars to fund civil wars, right-wing death squads, execute political dissidents, sympathetic clergy, and even overthrow democratically elected governments. And so the age of revolution began again. They painted it as godless terrorists versus the free world and the free market. But the free market has never been free, because the market does not regulate itself. It is manipulated like a puppet, and it survives because of its image. Destroy the image and the enemy will die. Such is the same in the rap industry, for the major label superpowers treat the underground like the third world. When they need new assets, new artists to prostitute or sign and put on the shelf to use their songs, when they needed new concepts, music, and publishing to steal from producers, they came to the underground, to the third world. They took our culture, our property, and our industry, and our resources, even using our own people to help them exploit us. But behind the mask of efficiency they claim that we need to succeed, they're no better than us. Their economic advertisement was always a lie. A few got rich, but most were given an illusion of wealth, almost as if it was designed for failure. Opportunity comes at the price of the soul and the music. So remember what they are underneath the fancy architecture, glitter and rented jewelry, the cars, the IMF loans, the seeds with suicide genes, 20-year contracts and oil blood money. Build your defenses, my independent brothers and sisters. They'll stop at nothing to get what they want. They paint the third world underground as savage and backward, but the superpowers are no less corrupt. They've just learned to disguise it better, cause they fix elections too. They embezzle tax money, they go to war for resources, they fund terrorism for their own benefit. And when there's enough at stake, history's taught us that they'll even assassinate their own presidents.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was just Immortal Technique with his song Open Your Eyes from his album Third World. If you've never heard of Immortal Technique and you like socially conscious music, check him out. He's awesome. And before I tell you more about it, I actually have to give a shout out of thanks to Andrew Foster, who sent me this music this week, which was really helpful. And I'd never heard of Immortal Technique before, so I like him a lot and I love what he has to say. So big thanks to Andrew for putting a couple of these songs together for me for this week, basically including those three songs that we've just heard and the next two songs as well. Like I said, he's an American rapper of Afro-Peruvian descent as well as an urban activist. He was born in Lima, Peru, and then raised in Harlem, New York. As you can hear, like from that one, most of his lyrics focus on controversial issues in global politics. And they usually, obviously, and that's a classic example, focus on such issues as class struggle, poverty, religion, government, and institutional racism. He's done some pretty cool stuff. Not only does he talk the talk, but he actually walks the walk as well. In 2008, he partnered with Omid International, a non-profit human rights organization, to lend his support. He dubbed the work as the Green Light Project, with the profits of the Third World album. So he did not actually take any money off the Third World album. He gave it all to these guys. He traveled to Kabul, Afghanistan, to help Omid build an orphanage without any corporate or external funding. The orphanage has actually been successful and currently houses over 20 orphaned children from Kabul. Third World was actually released in 2008, so it was a couple of years ago now, which is insane that he you know, you're always talking about the musicians are crying poor, and a lot of the musicians can really only get their money through album sales and concert sales. So it was pretty awesome to see that he actually donated all his funds to that amazing organization. In the middle there, we had Warsaw Pack, which is a Canadian experimental rap rock group from Ontario, and they define their music as eclectic fusion of hip hop, jazz, groove, and rock. And as you can see, another band that really talks about some pretty important issues. Their song was War on Drugs from their album Stocks and Bombs of a few years ago. They actually released their album on G7 Welcoming Committee Records, which is an Canadian independent record label started by Chris Hanna and John Samolesky of the punk band Propagandhi, who we've played here before as well. It's actually based in, this label's based in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and operates out of the old Market Autonomous Zone, and mostly gives out artists and speakers who have a radical point of view. So that's pretty cool, because a lot of artists have been told to quiet down and not talk about stuff like that. We're going to keep the music going. I have a couple of more songs to play for you, which I want to try and get in before we have Darren G in the studio in about 12 minutes with his Stereoscopic Redoubt. I thought it said reboot for a second. I'm seeing things. He's in the studio, so I'm just trying to get him on the air, but he's not saying much. Anyway, we have the one, the only, Peter Tosh with his song Equal Rights from his album Equal Rights. We're going to shift it to reggae now on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice. Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice. I don't want no my share,
equal rights
and justice. What is due to Caesar? You better give it on to Caesar. Hey, hey, hey. And what belongs to I and I? You better give it up. Cause I don't want no peace, and it equal rights
and justice.
I need equal rights and justice. I've got to get it
equal rights.
I'm fighting for it.
Equal rights
and justice. Everyone heading for the top. But tell me, how far is it from the bottom? Nobody knows, but everybody fighting to reach the top. How far is it from the bottom? I don't want no peace.
I want equal rights and justice.
I need equal rights
and justice.
I've got to get
equal rights
and justice. Tell me who are the criminals. I really don't see them. I don't want no peace. I need equal rights
and justice.
We got to get
equal rights
and justice. I will be no crime.
Equal rights.
No criminals,
equal rights
and justice. Everyone is fighting for
equal rights
and justice. Palestinians fighting for
equal rights
and justice. Down in Angola,
equal rights
and justice. Down in Botswana,
equal rights.
Justice down in Zimbabwe,
equal rights.
Justice down in Rhodesia, equal rights.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and the last 5 minutes of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say before we get Darren on air. Yay, in the background, he's waiting patiently. Peter Tosh, obviously, of Bob Marley and the Wailers. That was his song, Equal Rights, and the album was called Equal Rights as well. Unfortunately, he passed away on September 11 in 1987, so another important date with regards to September 11. I don't have much time, and I really, really, really want to play the next song, so I'm going to bid you guys adieu. It was great to be back in the studio. I won't be here next week, but I will be here the week after, and I am also trying to organise a band to come on. So get ready for that. I hope you enjoy the week and get some sunshine. And the last band we're playing is Iggy Pop with his classic The Passenger. Enjoy your week. I'm Fleur Cooper saying adios.
Good tonight. Sing la la.
backsides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A star's made for us tonight. Oh, the passenger, how it rides. Oh, the passenger, and he rides and he rides. He looks through his window, what does he see? He sees a sight and hollow sky. He sees the stars come out tonight. He sees the city's ripped back sides. He sees the winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me. Cause it just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride and see what's mine. Glass. He looks through his window side. He sees the things he knows.